Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is that what it's going to take to get some of these teams to start winning around here?
Dude, I mean, the Knicks are good. The Rangers are all over the map. Last night was gross.
Well, the Jets Islanders and Giants stink.
Jets and Giants stink. Yanks are good, not great. Yeah. Mets are okay, need to get better. I don't know.
Maybe, by the way, yeah. speaking of the Yanks and Church and all that stuff, you still haven't watched the A-Rod doc, which I watched last night.
But do you know why?
Tell Colt to help you get into HBO Max.
It's not Colt. He usually figures it. Like, he gets me from Prime to Apple, like when the Yanks and the Mets are doing
that.
Oh,
you still know the sign-in?
Yeah, because what we got these new remotes. Yeah. I told you nine times, mm-hmm. So I won't take long here. We got these new remotes. So to get into Apple, to get into Netflix, to get into Prime, to get into HBO Max, my wife had to take her phone with the QR code, which I thought was for menus, not remotes, and then it automatically clicks you in. I don't know any of the passcodes.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't watched it. I'm dying to watch it.
Yeah, well, it was tremendous. And not that A-Rod was going to church, but he was talking about the his therapist and all this. You got to watch it. And Francesca was all over that. BT and Sal on the Fan. Mark is calling from Brooklyn about the Yankee offseason moves. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You hear a lot of names connected to the Yankees this offseason, but why not more of Bo Bichette? I'm interested in hearing your take on that. I feel like he makes a lot of sense. He could play shortstop this year, because I am with you, BT, that you need to have competition with Volpe. You can't. Yep. I believe you said that, BT. Sorry.
I did. Yeah, no, for sure. We're at that point. Yes.
You can't just hand Volpe the job on a platter.
No.
So he makes sense at short for now. Jazz Chisholm leaves in a year. You stick him at second. I don't know. You have money to spend. I'm a little more lukewarm. I prefer, obviously, Tucker to Bellinger. I shouldn't say obviously. Some people feel vice versa. And to me, if you don't get Tucker, I'd actually go I'd go Bichette over Bellinger. I'm interested in hearing what you guys think about that.
I would not go Bichette over Bellinger. Thanks for the call. Bichette's defense is a big problem. Although, obviously, at second base, he would probably project a lot better than at shortstop, where his defensive numbers are not good. You know, the thing about Bellinger, I really want Bellinger. I really like Bellinger, and I know that he really fits in this city and with this team. But you know, let's also call for what it is. There's been a little bit of an elevation as to who Bellinger is. I mean, we're starting to talk about Bellinger like it was Soto last year, you know, because, and that actually speaks negatively on how the Yankees are built. Like, Bellinger's a good player. He's an above average player at multi, you know, he's good speed, pretty good power, good defender, good versatility, good contact guy, great clubhouse guy. We know those things, but he's not a superstar. But because the Yankees have other issues, whether it's third base, whether it's short, whether it's DH with Stanton, all the things we know, left field, who knows if Dominguez or Jones can really play, Grisham with the $22 million contract, which is dopey, we're elevating him. Same with the Mets, because I think he'd be a great fit for the Mets, making him better than he really is.
Well, his greatest asset, in my mind, is his flexibility and versatility. That's it. That's why I want Bellinger. It's not, oh, look at Bellinger and the offensive numbers he's going to produce. He's a good ball player, but the appeal to me from both the Mets and Yankees is that he's versatile. I thought he fit in perfectly with the Yankees. You could play center field. You could play some first. You could play left. And obviously with
played
the Mets.
Right, too, when Judge was out. Remember, they played right, too.
With the Mets, he could do the same exact thing.
Yep.
So if you're trying to upgrade defense and you have holes all over the place, that's why I would want Bellinger, not because I think his bat is plus, 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 which, by the way, means he's probably not going to get, he's not getting $200 million.
So. No, but he's going to get 6 years. I mean, and if there's a robust market for him, which I think there's going to be, I don't think it's off the table that he gets seven. So versatility, if that's his best thing, which I would agree with you on, and he's also physically reliable. I know I had the shoulder issue with the Dodgers, but he pretty much plays every day. So he's versatile defensively, and you know what you're going to get, but 7 years? I mean, we're paying 7 years for versatility?
No, you can't pay 7 years for that. I would go 5 or 6 years. And again, you got to have it at a reasonable cost. Is he worth more than Pete Alonso? Think about it. I'd rather have Pete's bat and power, but you want Bellinger's versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two different things that might warrant similar amounts. Pete's going to want that 6 times 30. You do the math.
And 180.
And Bellinger's probably going to want a similar thing. I think they're getting, when we do these contract projections for BNNY, and I think they're going to get similar totals for different reasons, but I think Bellinger's going to be in the 160-something ballpark, and I think Alonso's going to be in the 170 ballpark.
So the only... I didn't see that. You know, I love the show, too. I like when you guys do that.
Money pit. I'd be curious to get your guess.
Okay,
we do a money pit each year of, like, the top free agents.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it was Diaz.
I think Diaz is going to get 4 years.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Alonso and Bellinger, the total amount.
Okay, I think Bellinger's going to get 6 years, about 170.
Okay.
I think that Pete is going to get 4 or 5.
Right.
Let's see, 30 to 150. At about 150, maybe 155.
Okay, so give me your total.
155.
Okay.
And I think that Diaz is going to get between 80 and 90 because I don't think he's going to get the 5 years.
Wow, okay.
Not between 70 and 80 for Diaz, actually.
So
less than that. Yeah,
so
70 and 80.
I'll put 80 for you there.
I think the biggest difference, I know I threw a lot of numbers at you. I think the biggest difference is I just don't see Pete getting 6 years. And I do see Bellinger getting that. I also think now, I'm not saying
that's one of the lower totals, by the way, 405. Some people, we have like 20 people guess so far.
Yeah.
Zeal, for example, was 490. I'm like 475, and then we have a couple people low in the threes, so you're on the lower end of the guess.
Okay.
In total, the dollars that they're going to sign for.
Okay, but, okay. Yeah. I think that, and I would not walk away from the negotiation if it goes here. I would swallow hard and grit my teeth and probably do it because you have to. But I really think there's a chance Bellinger goes to 7 years. I do.
And you think he'd be back with the Yankees for that?
I think the Yankees would probably do it.
You think so, huh?
I don't even think Pete's going to get 6.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I think that's the max for
Bellinger
Pete.
And Pete, though.
Rami, you have the cut from Cashman talking about the outfield lineup. Now, again, he could be playing possum, but this was him last night at his event there, sleeping outside to bring awareness to the homeless. Go ahead, listen to Cashman.
First quarter business, we got Grisham in the fold, so that, you know, one of our big hitters and defenders is back. So that solves one area of our needs, but,
does it?
You know, we have two big important free agents that left us. Grisham was one, Bellinger's another. We'd love to have Bellinger come back. I talked to Scott Boras yesterday about Belly and other free agents of his. I talked to Casey Close today about his free agents. He's got Kyle Tucker.
Okay, and then you have one more on him if Bellinger doesn't come back.
Now we have a lot more certainty, and so I can play with making it more certainty by bringing another free agent if we can find the matches we want or a trade. Or if not, the fallback would be those. Worst case scenario, those two kids fight it out, and may the best person win.
Okay,
that can't happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That to me is playing possum. There's no way that the Yankees could go into the season with those two guys, Spencer Jones and Dominguez, and Grisham as the center field.
No. Yeah, that might sound good here late November. We can't be having this conversation when we're looking at the opening day lineup here, March 25 or March 26, whenever they open up against the Giants. That's not good enough. It's unacceptable. You can't have Grisham in center. These two kids battling it out in left, as you said, Judge and Wright. The only way it would be acceptable, and this will not happen because I think others will maybe pay a little bit more to have him play a lot of positions. Like if at first base was Bellinger,
right,
and Rice is your DH, all right, that I'm a little more open to it. But if Bellinger is on a different team, there is no way they can open up with that outfield and what, Rice at first?
I mean, who knows? Rice may be traded for Corey Seager.
You want to get into this now?
No, we can take a break. You have one more there, Rami, you said? From what?
Yeah, we got to set that up right. That's a bigger conversation.
The team that we had last year, which was really good on paper, but fell short of our ultimate goal, you know, is now depleted because of free agency. So we got to find a way to at least get back to where we were. But the ultimate goal is to make it better. So got a lot more work to do and the whole winter to do it.
Right. So the ultimate goal is to make it better. It wasn't good enough last year, so you got to get back to where you were last year, and then you got to make it better. That's why I have confidence the Yankees are going to do that. As a matter of fact, I still think the Yankees were hot for Kyle Tucker a year ago. Why would they all of a sudden be off of Kyle Tucker?
Because they didn't have to pay him a year ago. Because it would have been Luis Gil for Tucker, so you get him in for a year and then reevaluate.
No, but they want him. They weren't going to do another trade a guy and let him walk situation.
I understand that, but it's just a little bit of a different tone when the only way to get him in the building now is with a check that might be $400 million. Whereas last year, it's like, all right, do we want to part with the reigning rookie of the year and Gil for Tucker?
Why not?
It's just a little different.
Why not Bellinger back?
Yep.
Insurance for any of the outfield spots and can play first.
Mm-hmm.
And either trade for Kwan, which is what I would do,
yep,
or sign Tucker.
That's a home run.
Okay, exactly.
I don't think they'll spend that kind of money.
Hoff, you have something here?
I do have news. Jackson Dart has not been cleared. Concussion protocol. So Jameis Winston will be starting on Sunday.
Oh, man. That's a big surprise.
Well, now I can go to Costco on Sunday.
Yeah,
or church, for that matter.
You could.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Sucks. I mean, why are we watching this game?
I thought he was progressing along. What happened? He didn't get cleared?
He did not get cleared. He's ruled out. That's according to Schefter.
That's a surprise. I mean, he was on the practice field.
Earlier in the week, it was trending. It felt like he was trending. No, I'm not there. I'm just reading the reports.
I'm stunned. I mean, just the way these concussion protocols go, there's a lot more information than there used to be. And, you know, he was on the practice field, you know, last week, just having a little fun dancing. So I'm like, oh, he's going to definitely play against the Lions here. I am very surprised, and now I am completely uninterested in this game.
So he won't be starting. Will he be at Monday Night Raw on Monday? Do we know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.